G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
At a recent G20 Sherpa meeting, UNESCO Senior Advisor to the Director General and Sherpa Sharaf Ahmimed gave an exclusive interview to the G20 Brazil communications team and spoke about the role of the United Nations Agency during the Brazilian presidency. For the first time, the organization is actively participating in the Sherpa track, contributing with working groups. Sharaf highlighted the priorities the organization shares with the Brazilian G20 presidency, such as combating inequality, promoting gender equality, and the ethical governance of artificial intelligence. At the initiative of the Brazilian presidency, UNESCO is contributing to the work of the G20 as a privileged partner for the first time. What is UNESCO's role in this process?
Contributing to more than 16 work streams of the ongoing presidency. It's a privilege, but it also comes with a responsibility in terms of UNESCO delivering on the priorities of the presidency and contributing to the task force, the coalitions, the working groups, and also the work with the engagement groups.
How does UNESCO position itself and propose solutions to the problems of inequality, one of Brazil's priorities at the G20?
I mean, indeed, inequalities is an overarching theme that touches upon all of our areas of or in our society, education, culture, and it is a priority of the Brazilian presidency. It is part of our mandate to support fighting inequalities in education, in culture, in sciences, and in communication and information. We have a whole range of work in science and technology and information on developing recommendations for a more inclusive and more equitable science, technology, and information that leads to fighting inequalities in science. We are also supporting work on fighting inequalities in education.
Brazil's other priority issue is global governance reform, which includes multilateral organizations such as UNESCO itself. How does the organization perceive this issue?
UNESCO is part of the UN system, and we follow very closely the reform of the United Nations. We are part of the reform of the United Nations. Discussions that have been taking place under this presidency are a little bit more about the Bretton Woods institutions and the reform of the Security Council, which are topics that are not very much close to UNESCO, but we have been using this space to also voice concern about the financial architecture, global architecture, and financing of education, for instance.
How do international organizations participate in G20 meetings, and how important is their participation?
Each presidency invites a selected number of invited countries and also a number of international organizations based on the expertise or mandate that is needed to put in place, implement the presidency of the G20. We are around 10 or 11 international organizations around the table this year under the Brazilian presidency. For the presidency, it is important to count on the support of the United Nations system and specialized agencies to deliver on specific mandates. And vice versa, it is equally important for the international organizations to be part of a governance structure or fora such as the G20, where we have roughly almost close to 80% of world economy and almost close to 80% of world population represented by their political leaders.
Read the full report on the G20 website. From the G20 newsroom in Brasília, Pedro Sardinha.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.